It's been something that's been discussed, I'd say, over the course of the last few weeks, perhaps as long as a month or two, the possibility. And we've been speaking of it in terms of that potential. And today is obviously the day where we were prepared to announce the transition process.
Tell me about your relationship with Dr. Alonzo. He's certainly made a lot of strides in his time here in Baltimore City. What are you most grateful for under his leadership?
Well, Dr. Alonzo came in 2007, and the district was really at a crossroads. I think we had been mired by far too long in our own inertia, and we wanted a superintendent who was going to be able to lead the district and push the district in aggressive reform efforts. And he fit the bill, and he's done a tremendous job on that front. It's kind of a bittersweet moment because I understand the reasoning behind him stepping away from the position to spend more time with his immediate family. But at the same time, he's left us a real legacy that we can all be proud of and build upon in the coming years.
What are some of the things that you're grateful he set forth in motion that you hope will continue, and I guess you'll look for in a candidate moving forward?
Well, I know every superintendent comes to the district with their own vision, and we'll obviously need to ensure that any permanent superintendent and their vision aligns with what's best for the district. But in terms of what Dr. Alonzo has brought, I guess conceptually and also in practice, you look at things such as the choice process and fair student funding. One of the major criticisms of the district in the past had been the fact that we were a very top dominant organization. Namely, the dollars were coming from central and being dispersed through the various schools. And there were always legitimate concerns, and I think fair criticism, that the dollars weren't being placed and sent in the most effective way for to benefit our school and for our students. And now we've basically upended that whole paradigm, and the dollars are following our students, and we're enhancing and enabling our principals to better serve their communities by giving them control of the dollars.
How about the progress that was made with city students, particularly when it came to student achievement?
The academic piece was huge. We knew that from the start. We had always been lagging. You look at, I guess, the objective numbers over the years, and we had been underperforming. Under Dr. Alonzo's tenure, we saw that trend break. We've been doing incredibly well. Not only in our graduation rates, which have soared, our dropout rates, which have decreased, we've paid increased attention to that. We've paid increased attention under his leadership to the issue of suspensions and the notion that a child who isn't in school isn't learning, and we have to look for more creative ways of keeping hold of our students, both from a matriculation standpoint as well as the suspension issue, while also being fair to staff. And the numbers themselves, they don't lie. I mean, we're doing incredibly well academically. Our high school students are doing better than they ever have. And our younger students, especially by virtue of the institution of our pre-kindergarten program, I think we've taken some real major steps in that front as well.
How would you characterize the Baltimore City school system before Dr. Alonzo? And I guess, what do you think his legacy will be as he leaves?
I guess only time and history will tell the true story of how the district has performed over the course of time. But before Dr. Alonzo, I think there had been a number of years where there was not as much public confidence in what we were doing as a district. I remember being an outsider looking in. And I happen to have had the benefit of starting my term with the school board in 2007, just several months before Dr. Alonzo was hired. So I was part of I guess, the general community that would look at the issues with the school systems, to the such as the questions regarding our management of our dollars, questions regarding and criticisms regarding how we gave students the best possible options by virtue of their zip code or where they lived or what have you. And you kind of look at where the landscape is now, the after picture, and you see a district and a community that are really aligned. You see a lot more public confidence. You see people volunteering. You see a greater sense of urgency to progress as a district and advance our students. So I think if there's any legacy that's going to be left now based on this resignation on Dr. Alonzo's part, it's that we're moving forward and that we're progressing in a way that hadn't been imagined before. And we've had a string of accomplishments that, back in 2005, 2006, no one would have thought possible. So I think that's going to be the basic legacy. And as I said, only time will tell the total picture of all the things that we've been able to do in a very short amount of time.
What do you do next? And I guess I should ask you before that, was the resignation immediate from what we understand?
No, the resignation will take effect June 30th of this year. Next steps, we are also going to be naming our interim CEO for the district, and that will be Ms. Tisha Edwards, who has been serving as the chief of staff. In the coming weeks, the board and the district will be instituting and getting starting on a national search for the permanent placement of the position. And it's all hands on deck. Transitions can be sometimes a challenge, but we feel we're in a very good place right now. So while transitions can be challenging, they can also be incredibly rewarding because it means the district is moving and improving with its change, with each and every change. And that's what I hope to see.